This is the BBC Home Service.
All right, cats, let's crepe.
Stop! Stop this madness! You sinful people.
Clear the floor for the holiest doomed Goinshu!
Bye, you can certainly pay that Blackpool Tower, you know, Organ Reg.
Now, Mr. Greenslade,
sir,
unlace that rubber farthingale. Gird up your poor old loins and give the listeners the old posh chat now. Give them the old posh while he's talking there. Well, go on, boy.
All right,
your
right,
T-shirt
right.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this week I'm glad to state that the program is as per page 24 of the Radio Times. We give you then a story translated from a yet unwritten story that was found embedded on an uncooked Russian sock. We proudly present...
Oh! The fireball of Milton Street! Oh! What's become of that crispy bacon we had before the war, eh? What's become of it? So brown, so crisp, with that lovely firm layer of white fat. Oh! What's become of it, eh? Answer me! What's become of that crisp bacon we had before the war? Don't laugh, answer me! What's become...
We regret to announce the sudden death of the well-known athletic thespian and actor, Sir Jim Nasium.
Yes, in his absence we give you the fireball of Milton Street.
Mid the rolling valleys of Sussex, in the county of Somerset, lies the little Kentish village of Milton Street. Pride of Essex. Milton Street, one of the sunk ports. It was to this little village that a disturbing discovery was to come.
A clear night, a fine night, oh. Oh, it's good to be alive. 1 o'clock of a frosty night. One, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Cron, where you been at this time of night?
I've been for a walk.
Oh, I wish I was clever like that.
Well, good night, Echo.
Good night. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.